Construction for a new 35-story business and residential tower is scheduled to begin in the summer of 2018, just steps away from Columbus's North Market. But before that, developers are obliged to excavate and remove what could be dozens, even hundreds of bodies that remain from what used to be the Old North Graveyard. It's an early, sunny April morning near the North Market's still empty parking lot. It's here that developers plan to build their high-rise on the parking lot's footprint. There's just one problem, says archaeologist Ryan Weller.
That whole parking lot that you're looking at is completely contained within what was the North Graveyard for Columbus. As you're walking on the sidewalks and on the pavement through here, there's burials less than a foot to 2 feet underneath your feet.
200 years ago, this area was the young city's North Graveyard. Historian Ed Lentz says the cemetery was well used because downtown church lots were too small to have cemeteries of their own.
In 1813, John Kerr set aside an acre and a half just north of the town's city limits, which is now Nationwide Boulevard, for a cemetery. It became known as the Old North Graveyard, and other additions were made either by donation or purchase until the cemetery got to be about 10 acres in size.
Decades later, Lentz says, city fathers realized the Old North Graveyard had reached its capacity.
Beginning as early as 1856, it was clear that the graveyard was filling up, and efforts were made to try to limit the number of people who could continue to be buried there. By 1864, council had even passed an ordinance saying nobody else could be buried there. But people still continued to be buried there into the early 1870s.
So the city decided that the graveyard's bodies should be relocated to Greenlawn Cemetery south of the city. Those reburials began in the late 1870s.
Hundreds of people were removed from the Old North Graveyard, but a lot of them weren't. We don't know how many. The records of the cemetery, the map showing the location of lots, the sexton's records showing who's buried where, all of those are lost.
Over the years, construction crews discovered not all the bodies were indeed removed. In 2001, an employee of Ryan Weller's archaeological firm was watching the excavation for a Short North sewer line when he spotted human bones in the dirt.
One day, I get a call on my cell phone, and he goes, "Get down here quick. Two arms just fell into the trench." And we had to go to where they were putting the fill in to find the rest of the remains.
Weller says he was shocked to find so many bodies had been left behind.
We didn't expect anything, because we're digging underneath pavement. And that's when the history started to come into perspective, like, wow, the cemetery's still here.
Weller and others worked for several months cataloging the bodies they found along the sewer line's route. Sometimes, he says, they'd find only parts of a body. Other times, the whole skeleton.
They were completely intact. You could see the drop seat pants, the buttons on the people. You could still see what they were wearing, and the coffin remains are still there.
Weller says that hundreds of bodies might have been left behind. Today's city leaders are aware of the situation. Columbus's Director of Development, Steve Shoney.
We are standing on a former public cemetery. There may be remains that are dug up. There's a procedure that we work through how to appropriately dispose of those remains.
Those procedures are outlined in a letter from Ohio's State Historic Preservation Office that was sent to the developers. And while no formal agreement has been signed, the developers are obliged to follow them. Ryan Weller thinks the bodies should be gently reinterred.
I know they're sealed underneath pavement right now, and that doesn't seem very dignified, but they were supposed to have been removed. And I think it's just responsible to treat them kindly and to rebury them with some kind of dignity.
Excavating remains and cataloging the finds could cost anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000, Weller says. The process, he says, would take about 2 to 3 months. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.